Welcome everybody to the first episode of the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communications Supervisor for the District, and I will be your host for this new series as we take a closer look at the many programs, teams, initiatives, schools, pretty much every corner of the district, as well as allowing the public and our families to get to know our staff members a little bit better here in Marion City Schools. Our plan is to put this podcast out every couple of weeks for the rest of the school year. And we hope that those of you listening find it interesting and beneficial in understanding all of the great activities happening in our schools. Now, before we get started with this inaugural episode, I definitely want to give a quick shout out to our Harding High School band and directors, Mr. Hartman and Mr. Jones, for providing that recording of our students performing the fight song. Believe it or not, we don't actually have a band in the room with us today, as disappointing as that is. But all is not lost, because we do have a great guest in the room for our very first episode, Harding High School Principal Jen Musbach-Wellman. How are you doing today?
It is a great day at Harding High School.
Now, we don't only want to just share what's happening in the district on this podcast, but I also want listeners to really get to know our staff. So I want to start out the episode with you sort of going through your journey in education and sort of how you ended up being in the position you're in.
Sure, happy to share. I was lucky enough to get my first teaching job at Harding High School after college at Ohio Wesleyan University, and started teaching here at Harding in the Social Studies Department, and was able to teach history and government Harding High School for several years, and then slowly took on some different roles at Harding and Grant Middle School through coaching seventh grade boys basketball in my first years, to then coaching cross country and track and field at the high school, and then eventually taking on an assistant athletic directing position as well as a dean of students position at Harding. And then I was lucky enough to begin administration with Marion City Schools as well at Grant Middle School as an assistant principal for 2 years, and then an assistant principal at Harding High School for a year prior to moving into this principalship at Harding High School. And I've been with the district for 16 years.
Awesome. So we know we're about a quarter of the way through this school year. So let's just kind of talk about how things have started off here at Harding so far. Obviously the last year and a half with the pandemic, it's been a pretty difficult journey, but kind of tell me how everything is going so far with the students being back in the building 5 days a week.
So we were very excited to have our students back in the building for 5 days a week. We definitely recognize as a staff that the last 2 years have really been a challenge for both students and staff, and the staff at Harding High School has really taken on some new challenges and challenged themselves to make sure that they are creating opportunities for students to find learning, whether it's at home, online, face-to-face, or a blend of those things. As we know, we have situations come up where students might be gone for 10 days or 14 days and then back with us. So the last 2 years, and then also this year, has really been a learning experience for a lot of the adults at Harding, and really taken on that challenge and succeeded in providing some really awesome educational opportunities to our students at Harding. We started the year with a lot of excitement, and we're carrying that excitement through into the winter and the spring, I hope. We've been able to have some events that we weren't in the past couple years. And then we've also seen some things we haven't seen in a very long time, probably just because of the situation and what learning looked like the past couple years of the pandemic. So again, we are finding some new ways to work with our students as a staff and try and make sure that we keep learning and social and emotional support is the most important thing for our students.
So do you think the students overall, kind of the feeling in the building is that they're also glad to be back and being able to do their normal routines?
I think so. The students that I've had a chance to interact with, they're grateful for the face-to-face learning 5 days a week. They're also grateful for the flexible opportunities we have at Harding High School. And some of those grew out of the pandemic. So we might not have had those had we not had to challenge ourselves to create some of those opportunities. So overall, I think our students are really excited for learning and for engagement in other things that go along with that high school experience.
Awesome. So you mentioned some of the activities and the events that we were able to actually have this year. So let's kind of go through a few of the highlights for Harding this year and kind of what stood out in your mind so far.
For sure. You know, we were able to have freshman transition day this year face-to-face to give our freshmen an opportunity to come to the high school one full day dedicated to them only. Thought that was a great success. We are able to have our students awarded the opportunity to participate in all extracurricular athletics, music, and clubs this year, face-to-face. So athletics are in full swing, finishing up the fall season and moving into tournament time. Our marching band is going to state again, I think one of the longest standing, most successful programs in Marion City Schools history, our marching band going to state every year. We are so excited to welcome the musical upcoming in November, which have not been able to do always in the past with the pandemic. We recently celebrated homecoming. We had a homecoming dance, which was one of the highest turnouts we've had since I've been at Harding High School. So I think our students and staff are really just ready to be able to be together again safely and celebrate those things that go along with high school. From a staff side, we are lucky to have Kim Lutz with us, a math teacher who is one of the three award winners for the state of Ohio as Math Teacher of the Year, basically. And we just have some outstanding new staff that have joined us this year as well, taking on some new programs that we have. Industrial Maintenance is a new program with a new staff member who's a Harding grad. We are excited he's here and able to work with our kids again. And just a lot of really positive things going on for Harding High School.
So you talked a little bit about the new Industrial Maintenance teacher being a Harding grad. We obviously have a lot of staff that are Harding grads. And last week for homecoming, we had students going around and pinning these staff members as alumni. So can you talk a little bit about that activity and being able to do that this year?
Certainly. Well, one of the pillars of Marion City Schools is our legacy pillar. And part of what that means to Harding High School is that, you know, we make sure our students leave you know, ready to be employed, enlisted, or enrolled, but also that we encourage them to, you know, come back to Marion City Schools or the Marion community and give back. And we have so many staff members that have done that, that have come back to give back to Marion City Schools. So our Varsity H group, which was kind of rekindled last year by Brett McCreary, Varsity H is a group of student athletes who have earned varsity letters. They are becoming much more active in the community and in the school, and they decided it would be an awesome idea to honor some of our alumni staff on homecoming. So last year we honored our Harding staff by pinning on homecoming weekend, and every year after that we are going to add a school and eventually be pinning the whole district, we hope. So we added Grant Middle School this year, and so our Varsity H set out on homecoming Friday to pin all of our alumni staff at Harding Withrow, Grant, and Grant Withrow, as we celebrate, you know, our students coming back and giving back to Harding and Grant and Marion City Schools.
So I know that you talked a little bit about the legacy pillar. So I want to use this next few minutes to kind of talk about some of the programs that Harding has to offer students. So obviously the main goal of our four pillars, as you mentioned, is which are leadership, learning, literacy, and legacy. We want the students to leave high school with not only a diploma, but also acceptance into a 2 or 4 year college, an adult training program, the military, or a high paying in demand job. So let's kind of go through the programs that we have available here to help the students fit into one of those categories.
Absolutely. We have so much to offer at Harding High School to our students. So I'll start by talking about, you know, maybe a 2 or 4 year college path. First, college coursework is available to students in grades 7 through 12. So we do have students in Marion City Schools that might begin that college transcript as early as 7th grade at Grant Middle School. One of the programs we promote to our students is GPS, which is the Graduate Pathways to Success program. That's an early college model where we assist students in the 8th grade with being college ready and testing college ready. And then they are able to start as freshmen with both their college courses and high school courses. The benefits of that program is, there's a lot of benefits. First, students obviously are earning college credit while in high school. Second, they are grouped with their peers as they experience college. So, you know, that's helpful just in the transition to both high school and also college. So students work through the same coursework with their peers in college. The benefits of GPS also in the first year, all the college courses are taught at Harding High School. So our freshmen still experience the whole high school experience, and the professors from MTC come to us. We also have students that take advantage of the General College Credit Plus program, which means you can select coursework from either Ohio State Marion, Marion Technical College, or Columbus State Community College, and you can pursue one or more courses during your high school career. Some of the things we like to promote at Harding, and that we will be adding also next year, we offer college coursework at Harding High School with our own teachers because they are qualified to do that. So we do offer some digital art and media courses for college credit. We do have English composition for college credit. We also offer a U.S. history and Western civilizations class for college credit here. And coming next year, we will offer college algebra, college statistics, and anatomy and physiology for college credit. So a student at Harding throughout their career could essentially take in all subject areas college credit with their teachers here. We also are very lucky that our college partners are so close to Harding High School, so many of our students take advantage of that, whether they self-transport or just walk to the college campus.
So on that, the other positive when they are taking these college courses is they're obviously not paying the college tuition, correct?
Correct. So Marion City Schools, because of the College Credit Plus program, takes care of all the tuition, the books, the lab fees. So it is free college while you're in high school. So that's a great advantage to point out for our students and our families. Other programs we have that support our students, we offer pre-AP coursework as well as advanced placement coursework. So we're very excited. We have pre-AP coursework at both Grant Middle School and Harding High School. And those pre-AP classes could be algebra, English 1 or 2, geometry, and any student is able to take advantage of those classes. We've found just in the first year of implementing those courses that our students are then more successful in the advanced placement classes. Advanced placement classes are open to any student, and the benefit of those advanced placement classes are they fit really well into your high school schedule. They're taught by Harding High School staff, and at the end of that course, you can take the placement test and earn college credit as well for the advanced placement coursework. You know, we have a ton of options in every department for our students, whether they're, elective courses within the English department, or maybe some elective courses within the social studies department. We really want students to make the best choice for their pathway and also enjoy the coursework that they have at Harding High School.
So obviously there's a lot of opportunities for our students who want to attend college after high school. So let's go and talk a little bit about the career tech path.
Absolutely. We are so excited and ready to support our students in a career technical pathway, which can lead to instant employment in a high paying job, further training in a college setting, who knows. So at Harding High School, we actually have multiple campuses that our students can take advantage of our programming. We have the main campus at Harding High School. We have our Mary Ellen Withrow High School Academy, which houses some of our programming. And of course, we also partner with Tri-Rivers Career Center to offer programming to our students. So outside of the Tri-Rivers Career Center, at Mary Ellen Withrow High School Academy, Harding High School students take advantage of construction trades and welding programs there. We also offer exercise science and global logistics at Harding High School. Also at Harding High School, we have integrated production technologies, health science, we have telecom, which is our digital media class, we have an engineering pathway, we have industrial maintenance, new this year, we have our JROTC program, we also have business and marketing, and then we also have family and consumer sciences. So all of those things are designed to help our students gain skills in a field that they are interested in, while also gaining a credential, a 12-point credential towards graduation. And several of our students will even exceed that 12-point credential and look to stack more credentials on top of it, which only makes them more marketable for those high-paying jobs in our community. What we know about our career technical programs is that our community is looking for our students to graduate and be prepared to join the workforce and give back to this community. So much that our community has come into this high school and joined our advisory councils for our career programs, so they're able to tell us what skills and specialties they're looking for, and we're able to start to provide those to our students so they are ready to support this community.
And what if our students are interested in joining the military? What kind of options are available for them in that pathway?
Great question. So one of our opportunities here at Harding High School is JROTC, and that is a program that can last all four years for a student. We have all four levels of JROTC here at Harding High School with Lieutenant Colonel Espinoza. And that program prepares students for a possible career in any branch of the military. Also, if students progress through anywhere from 1 to 4 years here at Harding High School, they have the opportunity to possibly even enter the military with a higher rank because of their training here. Our students have found great success in that program. Also, I believe that because we do offer that exposure and experience here at Harding High School, we have seen an increase in the number of students who are committing to serve in our armed forces, which also, as we know, can open up even more opportunities after that commitment of service in a branch of the military. We are lucky to have that program, and we are excited for more students to get involved in that JROTC program.
So there's tons of options, and with those options, I know that the graduation requirements in the state have changed and are changing. Can you kind of go through those requirements and what students need to be aware of?
Yes, happy to. So we now have the permanent graduation requirements in the state of Ohio, which apply to any graduating student class of 2023 and beyond, but they can also apply to the class of 2022 if students choose those. So what those graduation requirements mean is students do need to earn 20 credits at Harding High School, and those need to be the right combination of credits with, for example, 4 English classes, 4 math classes. So we have lots of options for students to meet those 20 credits. The next step of the graduation requirements is that students need to earn competent scores on 2 of their state tests, and that's in English Language Arts 2 and Algebra 1. And that is a very special score of 684 that we're looking for to demonstrate competency. If students don't demonstrate competency, there are some alternative pathways for our students, and that would include the industry recognized credential and some job experiences, as well as military enlistment. So still, we do have a lot of options with that second part of the graduation requirements. The third part of the graduation requirements are called seals, and those include both state seals that are dictated by the state of Ohio and local seals, which were decided by Marion City Schools. So students need to earn at least 1 state seal and then a second seal, which could be a state or local seal. So for example, you could earn the military seal if you enlisted into the military and committed to that upon graduation, or you could earn the military seal for completing 2 successful years of the JROTC program. Other state seals that we've noticed our students are pursuing heavily are the industry credential seal, which you can earn if you have 12 credential points. Also the science seal, which is earned by showing proficiency on the biology state test. And those are just 3 examples of several state seals that are options for our students. We also would encourage our students to try to take the ACT as much as possible to gain that experience in that test, because one of the seals and options for graduation in the permanent requirements is remediation-free scores on the ACT. Our local seals are a little bit different. We have three local seals right now. One is community service-based. Students can earn that community service seal if they complete 120 hours of community service over 4 years and take care of reflecting on what that service means to them. The other local seals revolve around participation. The first is the Fine and Performing Arts Seal. So many of our students involved in music and art programs here are pursuing that Fine and Performing Arts Seal. Also, the other seal is the Engagement Seal, which means our students are actively pursuing involvement in clubs, sports, any extracurricular. So the more students can be involved, the more likely they are to earn that local seal. And that needs to start early, because we need involvement for at least three opportunities. So for athletes, if they're involved in football, for example, for three seasons successfully, they could earn that seal. So we definitely want our students and families to be aware of these permanent graduation requirements, because they are achievable and they really provide a lot of opportunities for our students to demonstrate their pathway and their specialty, and then also show that to employers and colleges upon graduation. And we just need to make sure that we're starting freshman year and at Grant Middle School, helping our students understand what we need to do.
There are just so many options and pathways for our students to choose from, and I really appreciate you going through each one of those and letting the students and families know how they can take advantage of these opportunities. So now I just kind of want to talk about what events are coming up that everyone should be aware of.
We're a comprehensive high school with a lot of events coming up, and a lot of things that we want students and families to be aware of. First thing we do have as a district, we have parent-teacher conferences coming up on October 21st and 26th, and we have both face-to-face and virtual options available for our families. So that is a great time to connect with all of your students' teachers here at Harding High School. We are also wrapping up, as I mentioned at the beginning, our fall sports competitions with our state competitions. And then we are beginning to look forward to our winter sports, our musical, and a plethora of other things such as the National Honor Society induction coming up before the end of the year. And then we will move into, of course, spring and choir concerts, art shows, lots of really great things here at Harding. Something that, because we did talk a lot about all the great programs we have, our guidance counseling team is currently working with all of their students on graduation plans. And as they meet with students to work through graduation plans, they will also be talking about courses for next year. So although it seems like we've barely started this school year, we are looking to begin having conversations about what pathway and what coursework is going to be best fit for all of our students next year. And that will be happening very quickly coming up in November and December.
Amazing. There's a lot of good stuff to look forward to. And I can't thank you enough for being our very first guest on the Prexy podcast. I think it's safe to say that we all learned quite a bit about Harding High School and all of the wonderful opportunities available for our students. So thank you for being on.
Well, thank you for having me. And I would hope that any of our families and students that have questions can give us a call or stop into Harding, because we are excited to talk about all the opportunities we have.
Well, that's it for this week's episode. We will be back in a couple weeks with episode number 2, which will feature Mrs. Rollins, who is the director of choirs, Harding Singers, Singers Extreme, and the musical for Harding High School. Should be a fun episode. Until then, I'm Matt McQuarrie. This has been the Prexy Podcast, and we'll let the band play us out.